So it is, the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
In your heart, you know he's right.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
This is Liberty in Exile with your host, Yael Osofsky.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bring you liberty, not destroy it. The evil that governments do lives after them. The good is often turned with their bones. So let it be with liberty in exile. Let us begin. Hello and welcome to the program on this, the 27th day of June in the year 2012. This is Yael Osofsky, your host, and I am broadcasting from the greatest city in the world, Vienna, Austria. It is another day, it is another time to enjoy the sweet European air and the fall and collapse of the European monetary regime. I am here reporting to you from the heart of it all, and this is going to be just sort of a quick update to, spread the message of what's going on here in the European Union as we have right now. We have a $100 billion bailout due for Spain. That is a $125 billion, if you can make the calculation. But, of course, the people are not in tune. The people are watching Euro 2012. They're watching these soccer matches, ramping up this fake nationalism. That's what is going on there. While the bailouts are funneling all the cash from the European citizens, but that's just how it works. There's a lot of articles and things that I've linked to on my Twitter page there, at YaelOSS. There you can really find a lot of the stuff I'm reading. Also, I do have the link blog available. That'll be linkblog.freeyael.com. That's really any article that I come across and I'm willing to share. I've put together a sort of a list. So I've been using that. Also, other things we have available is the Free Yael News Service. If you are interested, go to news.freeyael.com. I've sort of built a nice news river, thanks to Dave Weiner. He is the pod father, inventor of RSS, and he's loaned me the capabilities to build this news river, build the link blog software, and we'll be messing a lot more with that and podcasting in the future. So there's a lot going on there. Really, one thing I wanted to touch on the way over here, I had the pleasure of reading an article from Foreign Affairs magazine. Now, this is an elite magazine. It costs something like $12 for everyone. It's not every Joe Blow Schmo who shall read it. But inside was probably one of the most, I would say, for me at least, influential articles I've so far read in Foreign Affairs. It's an article by Bjorn Lomborg. Now, I've talked about Bjorn Lomborg on this program before. He was in the documentary Cool It. He is known as the skeptical environmentalist. He is one who has for a long time been against the green environmental movement, that really being the anthropological global warming scheme. Anthropogenic global warming, the entire belief that human beings are the sole cause of the Earth's demise, and so on, and so on. And it is a greatly detailed article here in Foreign Affairs. It's something like 5,000 words, but I suggest that you all read it, you find a way to get it. He's talking about the Rio conference. He's talking about the UN. He's talking about all the goals of sustainability. That word is beautiful. Sustainability, that are thrown out there for the people to latch on to. And he's really making the case that really all the predictions of the Club of Rome, these are the people who were the doomsayers of the 1970s, all the predictions that population would explode, that pollution would go through the roof, that economic growth would stagnate, that what was needed was we needed to cut down the population. All these predictions, as he so details in his article, were all wrong. And he makes the case that really what we need to try to combat any sort of malaise that exists in the world is economic growth. If really the governments of the world would like to use their resources to try to tax and trade carbon dioxide, which he believes is futile, they can. But while they're doing that, millions of children across the world will starve. His example that he uses is the biofuels, which was pushed heavily in the United States, mostly in Europe as well, but these biofuels that use grains as a fuel. So instead of all those grains being used for food in the third world, they're actually used in the first world so we can feel better about ourselves when we fill up for gas. Total scam. He lays it out quite well, Bjorn Lundberg. I suggest you all take a look at that. Other things that are going on, of course, we have this great article from The Economist. Now, this has to do with the drug war. That was the big focus of our last program here on Liberty in Exile. There's a great map here from The Economist about cannabis use. And it shows the countries that have the worst cannabis use. And oddly enough, the countries where cannabis is decriminalized or basically legalized, such as the Netherlands, before you needed to get a license, Portugal, parts of Mexico, parts of South America, there is practically no percentage of the population that uses cannabis. It is, in all of these circumstances, as you can see on the map, less than 2%. However, in countries like the United States of America, like Canada, like Australia, where it is banned, where it is enforced by the barrel of a gun, it is over 10% of the population who have used cannabis in the last year. That's a great article from The Economist. I suggest you all read that. And we'll be providing more updates here from the United States of Europe, here in the heart, in Wien, Österreich, one of the greatest cities in the world. We'll have many more updates, much more to come. I suggest you all check out the website, freeyael.com, libertyinexile.com, and do check out our link blog and our news service as well to stay up to date. You slaves, stay free. Au revoir et bonne chance. À tous.
Visit libertinexile.com.